Play Radio from William Hill. We've got it covered.
So hello, welcome to William Hill's In Play Radio. I'm Michael Wood, and joining me to preview tomorrow's semi-final games of the Shanghai Masters Snooker is Ian McCulloch. Ian, how are you?
I'm great, Michael. Thank you.
We've had some great action today in the quarterfinals. What have you made of it today?
Yeah, it's been good stuff all round. I'm particularly pleased about Mark Allen getting through. He was my 11-1 tip at the start of the tournament, so we're getting a sweat for the money now.
Going straight into the games for tomorrow, Mark Allen is where we're going to start. He's taking on Mark Selby. Mark Allen's 8-5, Mark Selby's 1-2. How do you see that going?
It's a real tough one, this, for him. You know, Selby's playing really, really great, as a world champion should do. They played in the final in, I think it was Riga, I think, about a month ago in the first PTC event, and Allen was 3-0 up and lost 4-3. I think Allen's really going to have to be on the top of his game to win this one, because Selby looks like he's in good nick. And I think it's possibly, as much as it kills me to say it, I think it's the end of the road for Allen here, and I'm going to go on a Selby win. And I think he wins with a little bit in hand as well. You know, maybe 6-2, 6-3, something like that.
I mean, you talk about Mark Selby. I mean, he went straight through the quarterfinals. He beat Fergal O'Brien 5-0. I mean, He's really on fire, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that was a pretty decent draw for him getting Fergal at that stage. That's not being disrespectful to Fergal, but, you know, Mark's beating the players 5-0, and he should be beating 5-0 as a world champion should do. He's back to world number one, and he is going to take some stopping, to be fair.
Can you see Mark Allen getting anything out tomorrow? Can he get, you know, take the lead in the first frame, or is it just going to be a whitewash?
No, he won't be a whitewash. Mark Allen's too good a player, but I just think Mark Allen sometimes is a little bit too pot happy, and when Selby's very, very good at drawing you into the tactical stuff. He's the master at it, to be honest. He's the new John Higgins. And I just think Mark Allen sometimes pushes the ball out a little bit too much. He has a go when maybe he should, you know, err on the side of caution. And that's great if them balls are going in. But if he's playing low percentage pots and he keeps just sticking Selby up, you know, it's going to be a big ask for him. I think he'll have to play really, really well. I wouldn't be surprised if he won, but I just think Selby might just have that little bit too much for him.
I mean, are there any weaknesses in Mark Selby's game that, you know, Allen might be able to exploit?
I think Selby's just a great all-round match player. Mark Allen's strength is his potting, and I think if he's flea-winging everything in, like he does do when he's playing well, it'll ask Selby, you know, Selby's game a few questions. So it just remains to be seen. But I just think Selby'll have that little bit too much in the tank for him.
In terms of that game, have you got a best bet for that game?
I'm going to go 6-3 Selby.
And moving on to our second game of the semi-finals, we've got Stuart Bingham versus Ding Junhui. Stuart Bingham's 8-5. Ding Junhui is 1-2. He's the clear favourite. I mean, how do you see that panning out?
I don't think he's as clear favourite as that. Stuart Bingham's played really well this week, and they've got plenty of history between them, these two. Bingham was well in front of him at the Crucible a couple of years ago, needing to win to get into the top 16, and didn't win and fell out of the top 16. Ding's defending this tournament. He's, you know, he's on home soil, so he's got plenty of support. It'll be a packed house in there. I think it'll be a really good game, and I can see it going very, very close. But once again, I think Ding will just edge it.
In terms of Ding, he's got 5 frames in the last 3 games. Can you see more of the same for tomorrow?
No, Stuart Bingham's playing very, very well at the moment, and he's become Stuart. A few years ago wasn't mentally very, very strong. Now he's very, very strong and prepared to graft out matches when he's not playing well, as he did do today, beating Alan McManus. I just think Ding might just have that. With a bit of home support, you know, Ding's a quality performer. He won 5 events last year. He'll want to defend this. And, you know, he won't... I don't think it'll go close, really close, but I don't think he'll have it all his own way.
In terms of the total match frames, over 8.5 frames is 4-11. I mean, can you see that sort of amount?
Yeah, I can. I can. I can see it being 6-4 someday. You know, I'd rather go in on a scoreline bet.
And finally, in terms of the two games, what would be your best bet? What thing are you looking out for the most?
Ooh, you don't want much, do you? I'm going to go a Selby Ding double.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.